So I'm sitting here with Rebecca from The Keening. Hi.
Hello, how are you, Omar?
Fine, fine.
Good.
How are you?
Doing good.
You already played your live show.
Yes.
And probably more relaxed.
Yes, exactly. I was pretty nervous leading up to the show, but now that it's done, I'm much more relaxed.
Okay. When I saw the show, it felt like a little bit, you all seemed very concentrated.
Yeah.
Probably because you played the record in its entirety.
Yes.
And it's a very opulent record, so you had to put all the elements in there.
Yes, it was a very complicated record to bring to life, and it took us a year, really, of trying to figure out what parts to include and what parts not to, and we were still refining parts up until just a week or two before we came here. Like, what parts do we play? What parts do we leave out? How are we going to express this heart part? I mean, there's so many layers on the album, so trying to get it all correct live was a huge undertaking.
Okay. How did it felt for you on stage to playing the whole record? I mean, you can imagine that it's an emotional journey for yourself playing this record in its entirety live.
Yes, I mean, because some of the songs are harder to express live than others, so doing the whole thing all at once was a lot. It is a big undertaking. Sub Rosa did our last album, the whole one thing, live for Roadburn as well, and it was the same feeling, because some songs just translate better live than others. Mm-hmm. So yes, it takes a lot of focus and a lot of just a lot of work to do. Yeah.
You mentioned Sub Rosa. Sub Rosa is your former band.
Yes.
And you played with Sub Rosa as well at Roadburn, and released also a live record, I think, in 2017 or something like this.
Right. Uh-huh. We performed all of For This We Fought the Battle of Ages on the main stage, and then the next day we performed an acoustic set, Sub Rosa Subdued, at the Het Patronaat. And so that was the album that was released live, was the Sub Rosa Subdued album.
Okay, yeah. In the beautiful stage.
Yes.
Which doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, it's so sad. I just heard in the Q&A with Walter, Becky said that it was all painted white, the new Het Patronaat. Mm. And everyone kind of was sad in the audience and groaned a little bit because it was painted white. Yeah.
Sub Rosa was a much more heavier band, sludgier, doomier, even if also Sub Rosa had kind of this romantic image a little bit,
yeah.
I'd say. When you're looking here at the festival, when you're looking at the audience, everybody is wearing mostly black clothes, and it seems like there's a really heavy metal audience, something like this. But we have a coexistence of heavy metal, folkish elements, also with The Keening now, and even hip hop, electronic music, avant-garde music.
Yeah.
How do you think it's possible that the festival can combine all those different elements and it's appreciated by the same kind of people?
I was on a panel with Walter one year, and we talked about what makes music heavy. And there's so many different things that can make music heavy. It can be heavy sonically, and it can be heavy emotionally, poetically. The atmosphere can be heavy, and so, or dark. And I think that Walter picks music that has a certain feeling and a certain aesthetic and a certain vibe, but it can spread across all genres. And I think it's been cool to see Roadburn expand out into all kinds of different genres and metal adjacent projects that really fit well with the whole philosophy and vibe of Roadburn. So I think it's exciting.
That's a very interesting approach,
yeah.
But I think, okay. Back to your live show. I think your co-producers were also on stage, was it right?
Yes, so Billy Anderson produced the record. He was the audio engineer and recorder, and then we had it mixed in San Francisco. And then Nate helped produce the album, and that he brought together all the musicians. He found the musicians in Portland to help record all the parts on the album that I couldn't play myself. And he helped, he got me in touch with Billy. I'd never met Billy before. And he helped book the room at Hallowed Halls. He helped with all the kind of like, you know, background production work that needed, you know, just like all the organization and getting us food and all the coordination, really.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And how was it to work with those two? I don't know much about Nate, but I think Billy Anderson has a very special way to record.
Yes, it was. I've always loved Billy Anderson and admired his work. And so when Nate suggested him to record with, I was really excited. And also, I hadn't heard him do like very many like more minimal albums like this. But actually, he has produced a Red House Painters album. He's produced Mr. Bungle, and he's produced other more minimal projects, but that he's not as well known for. But he was perfectly capable of doing a project like The Keening. So yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But I think it was really fun for him to, because I needed a lot of support with sonics and the technical side of things and pedals and just things like that that he's an expert in. And so he was able to help me, you know, find those sounds and tones, and he was really instrumental with that. So
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. It's an absolute beautiful record, sound-wise, as I mentioned before, very, I just can't describe it as opulent, romantic, and it still has this doomy touch. And what about future records? Probably, are you thinking about putting more doom again in the records? Again, a little bit of sludginess, or do you want to leave it like this?
I really miss the sludgy, heavy parts of music. We actually have just finished a second album. It's been almost done for a year, and we just... It's ready to send a relapse. I just haven't done it yet. But for the third album, the next album, I want to go back to a heavier, doomier, sludgier sound. So yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm going to do. So yeah, it'll come back.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time, Rebecca.
Yeah, thank you.
And yeah, wish you all the best for the future.
Thank you very much. Thanks for interviewing me.